Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Talk.
Oh, happy Monday. It's so good to be here with you this afternoon. Good show for you today. We're going to speak with Katie McFarland at 1:30, and we're going to talk to her about this China trip. What are they meeting in Malaysia? I think it is. They're going to meet there, President Trump and she. And, you know, it's easy to think, oh, we got to get the tariff thing worked out. There's a whole heck of a lot more riding on a conversation between the United States and China, with the areas of the world that have been settled, or at least we feel a little bit closer to being able to hold our breath now that everything is going to move through in the Middle East the way so many different parties, so many different countries have come together to say, all right, everybody, knock it off. We need to settle things down. We're going to have a version of peace that involves not killing each other. Maybe we don't like each other, but we're going to stop killing each other. Parties are coming to the table to talk with Donald Trump, and now President Trump is meeting with President Xi this week. And I think that's a huge, I think what it looks like right now with our relationship with foreign countries, both in a foreign policy position, but also in an economic position, what it looks like today versus what it's going to look like next Monday, it will be different next Monday. Maybe worse, but maybe better.
This is why the tariffs are so important to the country and to President Trump right now, because he is able to deal from a position of strength in peace with tariffs. Now, it's economic war in a lot of ways, but he's able to do it without bloodshed. This is the greatest strength we have in the world, and he's using it, and it's why he's able to have these meetings, because of things like the tariffs, because of our economic power.
Yeah, and he has pushed the issue, and, you know, like, there's a part of me, this is so naive, I know this is naive, but there's a part of me where I'm thinking, you know, specifically surrounding the, like, if you could even for a couple weeks achieve some sort of peace deal between the Palestinians in Gaza and the Jews in Israel, and then everybody else who's got one toe dipped in that water, some sort of vested interest one way or another, if you could even come to get, bring them to the table to achieve something that was like, what if instead of mutual destruction, we tried to get out of each other's way? And let's all just say, let's just invest in our own success without requiring, like, I mean, really, a mutual destruction end goal is what we've been living in. What if just for once we didn't do that? And you'd have to have somebody in the middle of that that all parties involved take seriously, that you believe that that's actually what they want. Not that they're setting you up for some sort of failure, some sort of capitulation,
right,
that's going to end up in you dropping your guard at just the right time. So boom, big boom.
Or that they're not going to stick with it. I mean, that's been one of the biggest criticisms of the Biden administration is, well, we want to trust America, going to the Abraham Accords from Trump's first term. We want to trust America, but if the other party comes in and doesn't support the vision that we all had, and we're talking about not just America, we're talking about Egypt, we're talking about Lebanon, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, all on board trying to make peace happen throughout both Trump terms, punctuated by a president that didn't know what he was doing. So you need that constant, you need that steady hand, because all the nations around it seem ready to go. They're ready to work with him.
People trust Trump, I think. I think that they, honestly, I think his wild pursuit for economic success being most evident by his own personal life, that he has a resume that's like, I think he's kind of serious about this.
Yeah. And honestly, I know that this is probably not the number one reason, but Trump is a celebrity. I think world leaders want to meet with Donald Trump because he's Donald Trump. He's this history-making guy, and they want to be in the room with him. I think that's one of the reasons Putin keeps talking to him, wants to have meetings with him, because he's Donald Trump.
Yeah. Putin is the one person in all of this who I'm not so sure. I don't know. If you could get the people involved in the Middle East conflict, if you could get them involved and have them sit down. But I feel like Putin is more of an individual power. And he does seem to be a type of person where he does seem to be the type of person that is content with manifesting his own reality and being the king of it and holding everybody else hostage sort of in Russia to the reality that he has manifested for himself. I kind of feel like that's kind of the way he's comfortable going through day to day. Now, I don't know how you talk to somebody who is in an entirely different reality. I don't know how you convince them that there's something better out there. You could choose a different option and this could end better for you. It's honestly like talking to people from at least my position where I sit on the right, which I'm sure that they're the people who are on the far left. I'm sure that they would suggest that I'm on the far right. But I don't think the people on the right and the people on the far left are going to sit down and have a mutual conversation where you're like, what if we fill in the blank here?
You know, there's evidence of that. It's the current government shutdown in its 27th day. Mm-hmm. That's what it takes, them talking and actually compromising at all. But there's just nothing to compromise on. Democrats are kind of holding it hostage, like you said.
Do you feel like President Trump moving about the world, not the country, moving about the world, do you feel like he has a priority right now? Because if I'm looking at his foreign policy engagements, if I'm looking at his economic engagements, if I'm looking at his domestic law and order, safety, security engagements, if I'm looking at his own political ego, I don't know that one really obviously takes precedent over the other. It depends not on the day, on the minute.
Well, I can't remember who we were talking to last week, but it was on this show. It was one of the guests. Said this, and I thought, gosh, that's a really good point. Oh, it's Chad Pergram. He said, Donald Trump has really nothing to gain domestically right now. Congress is basically shut down. They're in the middle of a government shutdown. They're not talking. So if he gets involved in that, they're just going to blame him for what Congress can't get done. So it's better for him to be doing things focused on foreign policy and things like the ballroom, which he does have direct control over, instead of that, because obviously... He can't get anything done without Congress right now.
It's amusing to me that if you were to peek into the left, the far left, I don't know, blue sky, I haven't done it yet.
Oh, I haven't either.
I don't know like what part of my life that would serve. I'm going to be honest. Because if there were a part, it would be this one right here with you. Just the peeking in so that I could see what's going on over there. But I don't have the stomach for it right now. Blue sky is Twitter for the far left. When Elon Musk bought Twitter, everybody went to blue sky that couldn't stand being on Elon Musk's platform. However, I think it was last week or the week before, every government agency went and got on blue sky and started tweeting out there or whatever you do on blue sky.
Blue
posting.
Out.
Yeah, pretty much. Put on all the successes that they were having and everybody, like the amount of people who blocked them was outrageous and everything. It's just the government agency saying, here's what we're doing. Super troll completely. But I'm noticing there is something. I wish I knew who sent out these memos, but there's an obvious push right now, it's been the ballroom. The left, there's always these left kind of cretins that are milling about the social media places, and they're trying to set the narrative. They're setting the conversation. And they're never picking apart the China United States tariff deal and why this economic point would be better than that economic point. Why? Because let's be real, that's boring. That's not exciting and fun. There are certain things that even, yes, a small government conservatives are thinking, like, let the smart people handle that. You just want to make sure that the right smart people are in charge of the levers of government. You want the Scott Bessents of the world, the Howard Lutnicks, especially you, Ryan, to be out there doing the things that the smart people have been successful. You do what you do. And yes, there is an element of trust that goes along with that. I have nothing of great substance or deep intellect to share with you on Donald Trump's trade and tariff plan. I got nothing. Go America.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because everything I have on it, I just gave to you in this segment.
Okay, we haven't even talked about it. So we'll talk to Steve Moore at 105 about that particular situation, the economic deal that is going on there. That's a huge, huge situation that needs to be resolved on two completely different fronts. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you look at what President Trump is focusing on, they're massive, massive problems that need to be solved on a global scale. And he's navigating multiple issues that are this big at the same time. But go back to the cretins that are slithering around right now on the social media accounts. And you can always tell that the memo has gone out. We're going to hit this today. And we're going to ride this until the wave dies. It's been the ballroom. I don't think the ballroom thing is going away. And I love seeing people whining and moaning about the ballroom, because I'm like, oh, you're one of them. Good to know. Like, this is the big deal that's facing you right now. The ballroom.
Yeah, and also it's like throwing a softball up in the air and being like, look, everybody, look at that thing.
Yeah.
Let's get some other work done while everybody's just looking at this beach ball in the air.
Exactly. Today, there's a new narrative that's being floated out there, and that's that there is a great concern for President Trump's health. And that they're shielding something from us.
I haven't
us.
Heard this.
The readout from Walter Reed mentioned advanced medical imaging. Did you get an MRI? Can you tell us what
I
that
did.
Was?
I got an MRI. It was perfect. Yep. I mean, I gave you the full results. We had an MRI, and in the machine, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. Yeah.
Can you say what in particular they were?
You could ask the doctors. In fact, we have doctors traveling with us, but I think they gave you a very conclusive. Nobody has ever given you reports like I gave you. And if I didn't think it was going to be good, either I would let you know negatively. I wouldn't run. I'd do something. But the doctor said some of the best reports for the age, some of the best reports they've ever seen.
He had an MRI at Walter Reed. And the lefties out there are having a day with that. It's the usual names that I could say on the air, but A, that would give them free pub. And B, if you're not on Twitter, you've never heard of these people. You do not have any idea who these people are. But they're the usual suspects. And they're saying, what is he hiding? And I'm like, literally, he's not hiding his MRI. You can access the reports from the doctors. Joe Biden apparently hid prostate cancer from the American people. And the entire time that he was walking out of rooms in the wrong place, and we had cards with notes on them so big that cameras from across the room could easily tell the step-by-step instructions that the president of the United States was given for a press conference. Not even a press conference sometimes, just a speech. Here's who you call on. This is what you say. This is what they're going to ask you. Here's a picture of their face. And we're like, the president had an MRI. I don't know what's going on here, but I think that we should know. This man can't get away from a microphone or a camera.
Also, you didn't really have to speculate with Biden. I mean, you thought maybe there was deeper things that they did know and they weren't telling you, but when you watch the Easter Bunny just corral him,
no,
you can see it.
Sugar Sherlock.
You don't have to look for it. It's right there.
Yes, yes. And were these people like, I think there might be something going on with Joe Biden? They were like the complete opposite. There is nothing to see here. Please disperse. Give me a break.
Stand up, Jackie.
Oh, stop. That's the worst. All of that to say that our YouTube live chat poll today is, I just want to get ahead of this story because I think they're going to trot this out and they come sprinting out of the gates and then usually they get about, what, 4 or 5 strides out and they fall flat on their face and it's fun to watch. But I'm curious, before this becomes a huge discussion among the people in the leftist agenda-driven media, I want to take your temperature, if you will. Are you comfortable with President Trump's health? Somebody commented earlier, why, is there something wrong with the president? Not that we know of. And
you just had an MRI. It was perfect.
Yeah, it was the most beautiful MRI that has ever been MRI'd. What's imaged? I don't know. Are you comfortable with President Trump's health? Now, remind you, he's 79 years old, correct?
Yeah, 79 or 80. Which one is he?
He's not 80. He's 79. He's either 78 or 79.
Yeah.
79? He's 79 years old. And the White House like kept it a secret that President Biden turned 80. They were like, shh. Don't tell anyone. Maybe if we don't say anything, they won't tell. President Trump is 79 years old. That comes with a certain level of life experience and, of course, age and signs of aging. That's going to happen. We understand that. We elected him knowing that. It was either that or a very young and healthy and vibrant and maybe thirsty Kamala Harris. We chose the better of the two, and I think it, even considering with the health, just fine. Are you comfortable with President Trump's health? Yes, he's healthy for his age. You're a little concerned, or no, his health is a liability. Which is it? Leave your thoughts and your comments in the YouTube live chat, and we'll give you those poll results with Ethan at the end of the show. When we come back, an update on the government shutdown. It is still shut down. Day 28 or something like that?
27.
Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill White House correspondent, with the latest. Next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is what the Democrats in the Senate are demanding to reopen the government. They want to give $200 billion in health benefits to illegal aliens and non-citizens, paid for by U.S. taxpayers. That is in their proposal. They want billions in wasteful programs to be returned to foreign countries. So we stop these things. They want to turn it all back on. They're demanding that we do all that to get the government open for hardworking Americans again. They want to give $500 million to left-leaning news organizations, and they want to cut $50 billion from rural hospitals. We cannot, we will not do those things. And they know that very well.
Speaker Johnson speaking, I believe that was this morning, on the government shutdown and where they are. It's hard to tell because it kind of feels like every day he comes out to the podium, every day he says what he's going to say about the shutdown and where they are, it's the same thing. It doesn't feel like the needle has moved at all on this issue. Let's ask our friend Ryan Schmelz, Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Must follow on X at Ryan Schmelz Fox. Ryan, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Always great to be on, Annie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Had a good weekend. So what is the progress right now? Is there any movement anywhere for Senate Democrats to come to the table to support Stand With John Fetterman? What do they need? Like five more, something like that, to get the filibuster, to get past the filibuster? Any movement at all?
So they still need five more. We're expecting another vote tomorrow on the bill that's been on the floor for the last couple of weeks. Now, I don't know if this would be considered movement or a major development, but it was pretty big and could signal maybe a change in trends here. So you have the American Federation for Government Employees. That is the largest union representing federal workers. They came out with a statement today saying that they support a clean continuing resolution to reopen the government, aka they are taking the exact same stance Republicans have had for the last couple of months. So if you have one of the biggest unions representing federal workers in the country now backing the GOP proposal to reopen the government, the question is, does that put pressure on Democrats to cross over and possibly end the government shutdown?
Yeah, you would think it. You'd think that would definitely be a new page in the chapter here that they would have to consider as they're trying to advocate for what the Democrats are looking for, which is a lot of those things that Speaker Johnson just said they wanted to fund. Am I right in understanding that the negotiation point for the Democrats, their demands are essentially to undo things that were just passed in the Big Beautiful Bill?
For the most part, yes. There are a number of items that Democrats put into their counterproposal to the GOP proposal to reopen the government, and that's where Speaker Johnson has gotten a lot of his talking points from. Most notably, there are a number of guardrails that the GOP put in there to prevent people in the country illegally from getting certain Medicaid provisions. A lot of those safeguards would go away in the Democrat proposal. Now, what the Democrats ultimately have hung their hat on is mainly just the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits, which impact about 20 million people. That's the number of people who take advantage of it or utilize it. And then you also have another provision they've been advocating for that hadn't really made the news as much as the Affordable Care Act has, but they want provisions in the bill that pretty much say that if the White House or Republicans do not like what Democrats negotiate into a long-term spending agreement for the next fiscal year, then Republicans in the Trump administration can't come back and take away that spending or cut that spending, because Democrats want to make sure that if they negotiate something, that it's going to be staying in there and that the money's actually going to be spent.
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to ask a deeper dive question on the Affordable Care Act and the subsidies for health insurance, all of that, because that seems to be, at least initially, it seemed to be the primary talking point for Democrats. They're saying, you know, health insurance costs are going to explode for Americans. I don't know that I completely understand this, so I hope I asked the question correctly. But the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010 was supposed to reform health insurance and costs for everybody. By the name, it was supposed to make it more affordable. The sell to the American people was, this is going to make care affordable and we're taking action. It didn't make it more affordable for people. The government passed additional subsidies on the Affordable Care Act, on the ACA, on Obamacare, to make it more affordable once again. And those subsidies were going to sunset maybe in where we are right now. And so the Democrats are trying to make the Affordable Care Act affordabler. Is that an accurate way to understand what the Democrats are trying to achieve right now with their negotiation?
Well, it's certainly something that Republicans have brought up and have used to criticize Democrats on, because, yes, the argument is if the Affordable Care Act is supposed to be affordable, then why does it have to have subsidies attached to it? And does that mean that this at least needs to be reformed in one way or another? And that's mainly one of the reasons why you're seeing Republicans not give in when it comes to extending this program without some type of significant reform. And that's why Speaker Johnson has said, well, we can negotiate this, but it's going to have to wait until after the government is reopened when we do that. And that's the exact same stance that President Trump has had. It's the exact same stance that Leader Thune has had on these Affordable Care Act premium tax credits. And, you know, most notably, there was a post that I believe it was Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, had, where, you know, she quoted a CNBC article. There was an example given of a couple that was, you know, taking advantage of these Affordable Care Act premium tax credits. Well, they're about to see a like 100% to 300% premium increase. But they're also a couple that they're early retirees and they make about $136,000 a year in pensions. So, you know, a lot of Republicans really jumped on that and were using that as an example of why the program needs to be reformed, because, you know, there's an argument that, yes, it is a huge concern that people are going to see an increase in their health premiums. You can debate the why that's happening or what ultimately led up to this. But the reality is that that is a situation that 20 million people are facing. But there's also the question of, is this program really working the way that it's supposed to work? And that's why you have Republicans saying, well, we need to discuss reforms, which is not something you can do overnight. That is something that needs to be done in a long period of time. That's the Republican argument here.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the clarification on that. I was watching your colleague Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday yesterday, and I believe she had Senator Rand Paul and Senator
Tim Kaine.
Tim Kaine, that's right. And, you know, somebody from each side of the aisle, both of them were no votes, as far as I understand, on a lot of what President Trump is having to do economically. Rand Paul certainly thinks we should spend less money. I think a lot of people agree with him. But I think Senator Paul was the one who requested that the president of the United States would get three Republicans and three Democrats to form kind of a commission or a committee or whatever the right name is for it, to come together in order to get to an agreement on the CR right now and say, we need to address the costs that are associated with health care. We can't put another, you know, strap of duct tape on this thing to try to keep the Affordable Care Act up and running, because it's a broken system to begin with. But we need to put a bipartisan commission together to try to solve the health care plan. And that if President Trump would appoint those people, then maybe he could get some Democrats to come to the table to pass the CR. Do you feel as though in the circles that you're able to speak in, ask questions in, get answers in, do you feel as though there are six people in the Senate, three from the Republican side, three from the Democrat side, who could come together and agree on something as big as healthcare?
Well, interesting you say that, because, you know, we talk about it if it were to happen in the Senate, right? Well, you remember what happened when they negotiated that really extensive border security and immigration package a couple years ago. I believe it was right around around this time of year, it was around Thanksgiving, Christmas time. You know, that thing got killed by the House almost pretty much before it even became known what was in the bill. And so I think there has always been this concern on the House side, or just in the Senate side, just in Congress in general, that if the Senate comes to some type of agreement, whether it's the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits or some other type of issue, that it's probably going to be met with a lot of criticism from the House. You know, that was an issue on the Republican side when they were trying to negotiate border security and immigration last Congress. It's now become an issue on the Democrat side, too, because there is this thought and there is this concern amongst Democrats on the House side that the Senate might cave on this issue, especially when it comes to keeping the government open. You remember how much criticism Leader Schumer got for voting to reopen the government, or voting to avoid a government shutdown back in March, I believe it was. You know, he's facing a lot of pressure. And I think there is a question that if he, you know, doesn't step up to the plate when it comes to this situation right now, that he's in for a lot of backlash from House Democrats and also, you know, potentially the activist wing of his party too. Republicans are definitely trying to push that narrative, but you know, it's not a narrative that we can totally ignore because of how much grief Leader Schumer got last time he voted to keep the government open.
Yeah. I was thinking that when I heard Senator Paul propose that yesterday, I'm like, that would be a really unifying thing to do to ensure that everybody hates whatever they come up with on both sides of the aisle. You come up with something that some Republicans think, oh, Democrats could maybe swallow this pill and vice versa. And then all the people not involved are like, hell no, we're not doing that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I was hoping you'd give me a different answer, but expecting the one that you gave me for sure.
Never say never, because I think one thing that is different this time, you have somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene who's really much advocating for some type of healthcare proposal. And the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits are one thing she has been talking about. Now, I think it's very hard for you to find a Republican on the House side who's going to say, oh, yes, we should just extend it the way it is. I think they are very unified mm-hmm. in saying that if we were to extend it, we need to see significant reforms. I think there's some Democrats who are open to that, but whether they can come up to an agreement, like you said earlier, that can pass, you know, we'd have to wait and see. But I think this issue has become so big that I don't think it's going away anytime soon before this deadline of the end of the year when the program ultimately expires. So the conversations will probably keep going on even after the government reopens, but we just don't know when the end in sight is for that period either.
Right. Right. And, you know, we could never underestimate the closer in President Trump. If there's a deal that could be done and he can get in there and make that deal with the Middle East, or maybe this week with China, maybe he could even get a deal done once again in Congress. We shall wait and see. Ryan Schmelz, you're a great asset to our show. We always thank you for your time.
Hey, thank you, Annie. Have a good one.
Yep, you as well. Good to talk to you. Ryan Schmelz is the Fox News Radio Capitol Hill and White House correspondent in the know, in the Capitol building, and on the Annie Fry Show. Let's take a quick break. Weekends America is going to be in a couple segments from right now, so stick around for that. The Monday Roundup, all the stories you missed but shouldn't have. He's here to chastise you but inform you at the same time. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm not really a huge fan of people who don't pay attention to the news as closely as I do. So,
is that why you don't like me? We'll be
yeah,
right back. Don't go away.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com. I love it, I hope.
President Trump said in that clip that we played a little bit earlier in the show about the MRI that, like, if the MRI would have been bad, I would have shared it with you. He said something like, I'd have to figure out what I was going to do, but, you know, you'd have that information, too, if it was something we didn't want to hear. It would be pretty difficult. I mean, it's among the many things that would be difficult being the president of the United States, but here's my health. Here's all the deets.
Well, it's interesting, because I don't know. It would have to rise to the level of a serious concern before I thought you should share it. If it's something minor, why would you? Because it's going to get blown out of proportion. But if it's something really serious...
Don't you think there's something to flooding the zone, though, with information, like if it's going to get blown out of proportion? I really do feel like some of these people on the left, I would call it winning. Donald Trump's administration is achieving so much of what he campaigned on doing that it's like the more you put out there, they just spin their wheels because they can't figure out which direction to go into first.
Yeah, I guess if you share something small and let them blow it out of proportion, you're making them show their hand again, which is that they aren't reliable.
When's the last time you filled your tank up with gas?
This weekend.
How much?
It was in Illinois.
Yeah.
So it was more. I can't remember exactly how much. How much did I pay for per gallon? It was $2.94.
I think we got gas last night, and it was like $2.98 or something like that. Now, I use Upside, so it was 17 cents off a gallon.
Yeah, I had 9 cents off because I used Upside also.
But I guess it would have been $2.98 because it had 17 cents off. It was $2.81. And I was like, this is even starting to get good in Illinois.
I know. I thought the same thing because of Upside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's under $3, though, that's still,
right.
You're still feeling it. Like, somebody commented about gas last week or something in an interview or something, and I remember seeing people in the YouTube live chat talking about how it was sub 250 in Missouri and like the non-downtown St. Louis right off the bridge places. And I'm like, doing the math, do I drive out there?
I know.
The answer is no. But if I'm out there, you better believe I'm getting the gas.
So I was in St. Charles this weekend, but we were in a rush and I didn't get to fill up because the whole plan was wait till I was in St. Charles this weekend.
Yeah.
Fill up the car, but we just couldn't. We had to go. And I was thinking about our conversation about this from last week and saying that I had seen gas close to 250. And I thought, oh, maybe on this trip I'll actually see it at or below 250.
Yeah.
I still didn't quite get there. But if, I mean, open invitation, if you are seeing sub 250 gas in Missouri, get on the live chat and tell us where. Because I would love to know where.
Vicky just commented 245 near me. Like, tell us locations.
245.
Yeah, tell us locations. And I don't know that people who don't ever, that you, some of you Missouri, Ethan's in the
Uh-oh,
house.
Uh-oh, Ethan comes in.
Ethan, what
you gotta
you
get in the live chat, you, not in the studio.
Yeah, we don't want to see your
yes,
face.
Yes.
I passed by, now this is a little ways out for you Illinois folk.
Folk!
Folk.
Folk?
Folk.
Folk.
Don't join Ryan's team on the folks.
James K. Polk.
I don't know where I fall on that. Okay, anyway. Cottleville.
I don't know where you fall.
Cottleville was 243 this morning.
God, whoa! Dang. Cottleville 243. That's the record right now. Somebody beat that.
St. Charles.
You can't just say numbers, though. It has
Sam's
to be
Club.
Real.
Yeah.
Sam's Club's a little different, yeah. But Sam's Club in St. Charles was 240 yesterday when I got it. Which
Vicky
is pretty
says
awesome.
245 at QT on Youngerman.
Right, City Shell, St. 249, Peter's. According to John Maupin.
Okay.
Keep them coming. Man.
Well, that means we're there, though. That means we've gotten to 250.
Yesterday, so my son went to a Halloween party this weekend at his buddy's house, and they have this huge Halloween party. Huge. We had a volleyball tournament, so we ended late, and I just didn't have the energy to muster to go there and go home and change and get whatever. So son goes to the Halloween party, and it's at his buddy's house, so he ends up spending the night with his buddies. He's a night owl like I am, hates getting up in the morning like I do. So when he goes somewhere, quite often he's the last one to go to sleep and he just can't fall asleep. And so he'll text me. So when he's gone, moms, you know what I'm talking about. You sleep with one eye open. If something were to happen, you're up, you're going, I'm gonna come get you. Stop it. Pay attention to me.
I
and
am,
not the $2.29 gas prices.
These prices are really good.
I know that. The story is really good.
Somebody beat 239. 229.
229. It just happened. Okay, fine. I'm putting a pin in the story.
No, I want to hear the rest. It's a good story.
You ruined it. We're cutting into your segment anyway.
Your son is a night owl. Keep going.
I will. Later.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna make
your fault.
Ryan didn't think
it
about
is
what
my
he's
fault
because
I reacted to 229 so severely.
Honestly, the story's really good and it warrants potential discussion.
Okay.
And we don't have time for that because I want to give time to you in Wiggins America next.
Thank you.
But my son, 15, we are just under 2 months from Charlie turning 16 years old, folks. License in his pocket, 16 years old. So the story ends with a discussion about him driving yesterday in the rain for practice. So we'll talk about it in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll talk about it at the start of the 2 o'clock hour. So stick around for that. Wiggins America, the Monday roundup, which is going to be incredibly compelling, or else next.
25 years of 97.1 in St. Louis.
Oh! Monday roundup. This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Do the toilet story first.
Oh, fine. All right. I think I had that last.
I just looked. I know, but I don't think we'll get to it.
All right.
This is, I don't know. All I saw is what you sent, and I have to know more.
Kohler is moving into digital health monitoring with a new toilet-mounted camera.
What?
Designed to analyze what users leave behind.
What?
They're talking about your poop.
Oh, what?
The device called the Dakota.
The what?
Dakota.
Like
not like South and North Dakota, and not like decoder. Dakota. Attaches to the rim of a toilet bowl and uses optical sensors, as in it sees, to track hydration, gut health, and detect signs of blood.
Oh, hell no.
You think the Dakota was like a family name? Like, kids, just know that our family legacy will always be named after a poop camera.
What is this? What is this?
That's where the term crapper came from.
It's not.
Really?
No.
Tell more.
Stop asking questions. Do you... is this like something that has been used in hospitals or something? Like, the only way that I can see this existing in real life is if it's something that's used in the medical field and now it's going mainstream in your home. But what, a camera to check your doo-doo? No.
As far as I understand it, this has not been used in hospitals. It requires $600 and a monthly subscription.
Good night! No!
Wait, so you have to pay monthly for the
every
camera?
Every month. For it to every now and then go, I see blood in your stool.
I bet you can let your metadata be shared for the betterment of the product and maybe you get a discount.
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Camera?
You've been eating too much yogurt.
What if someone hacked into it to where it just started talking to you while you were pooping?
I doubt it talks to you like, eh.
Well, Ryan just started talking.
Stop it.
So.
That's what it must do. I would pay $600
there,
for that.
Ryan.
Did you see with the Amazon Web Services outage that took place last week, did you see that there were people who had, didn't know this existed, mattresses that have an app? And you can heat your mattress up or you can like cause it to incline or something like that. And when the web service thing went down, mattresses that were currently set to heat just kept heating.
Oh, no.
And some of them got like locked
in
the upright mode and stuff. Yeah.
And it became a story that some of these mattresses were overheating and the mattress company was like, oh, we're going to build in a fail safe.
Oh,
now?
You're going to do that now?
Okay, it never occurred to you that maybe something like this could happen. But like our mattresses they're controlled now by apps.
Yeah, I know.
Is there anything sacred any longer? If the toilet has a camera on it that's going to assess your situation.
No, I don't even care if it actually finds anything. If it just said that stuff after I pooped.
I don't want to ever hear that sentence again.
How was your Taco Bell?
Don't.
Which Taco Bell did you go to?
Question.
I can see that there
Crunch
is something.
Crunchwrap Supreme.
And now it's time for Annie, Are You Okay?
Okay.
We're moving on.
Next one.
Anything other than this.
Is the second most important story of the week. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau made their romance public as they held hands while celebrating
another toilet story.
The singer's 41st birthday in Paris. Over the weekend.
Where?
Paris.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Over the weekend, the pop star and the former Canadian prime minister walked hand in hand as they arrived at a cabaret show at the Crazy Horse Perry.
I hate everything.
Yeah, I do
so
too.
Sweet.
Do you want to know what she was wearing?
No, I don't even. There are not two less significant people in my life.
Oh my gosh! But listen to this, and maybe you'll change your mind.
I don't.
As they exited, a fan gave a red rose to Perry and wished her a "quote unquote" happy birthday.
Hard hitting.
Was
news.
It you? Were you the fan? Who are you a bigger fan of, Katy Perry or Justin Trudeau?
I think Trudeau, and I don't
really?
Like him at all. That's how much I dislike Katy Perry.
Say no more.
Wow.
Perry stunned in a body-hugging red gown.
Okay, knock it off. Go to the next story.
Pumps.
Let's talk about the poop again. Go back to the poop
reading.
Story.
Your stool looks like Justin Trudeau. All right. Travis Kelce invests
now I'm back.
To save Six Flags. How cool is this? He loved...
Is he like the most normal, filthy rich guy in the world?
I think so.
He's Travis Kelce, not invested in the Kelce Taylor Swift thing personally at all. Okay, happy for them, whatever. But is he the most dude that a dude can be?
No.
No?
He is second on the list to Mike Rowe.
I was going to say maybe second on the list to Jason Kelce, actually.
Ah, yes.
If I'm picking a Kelce brother, I'm going Jason Kelce.
Me too.
I'll take the bonus Jonas. Is there a third one? I'll take that one. Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce says he grew up going to Six Flags parks and wants to help make them special for the next generation of families. He is investing in the hedge fund that is supposed to save all of these Six Flags parks. And there was a giant merger in 2024. They became the largest amusement park operator in North America, holding also Kings Island and Cedar Point now. And he grew up going to Cedar Point in Ohio. They are, let me see, there's a number here. They are $5.3 billion in debt, Six Flags is.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, this is some real news. The rest of that is just stupid stuff. This is...
We're almost out of time.
This is important. Several major cruise lines are adjusting itineraries this week after a Category 4, which I think has become a 5 now. Hurricane Melissa intensified over the Caribbean, prompting reroutes away from Eastern Island ports. Vessels operated by Disney Cruise Line, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity Cruises, and other lines are shifting all their voyages toward Western Caribbean destinations, such as Mexico, Belize, and Honduras, instead of originally scheduled...
Did you say Honduras?
It sounded like
I might have if I didn't, mean to.
It's embarrassing.
There's not a T in there, you dummy. I'm talking to me. Instead of originally scheduled stops in the U.S. and British Virgin Islands or the Eastern Caribbean, it looks like it is going to absolutely swamp Jamaica and possibly Cuba and maybe the Bahamas. Don't know yet. But it looks like it's going to be pretty bad news. No, we'll see what happens if it hits
Does it
mainland.
Appear as though it's going to circle out and not...
It's just sort of sitting there, and the trajectory is unknown. I think they're saying it's probably Florida. I mean, it's usually Florida.
Meteorologist Ryan Wiggins.
Could be Texas.
Yeah.
Galveston,
we'll see. I mean, by the time Louisiana. It gets to Texas, it might, I don't know. It's going across the Gulf.
Don't speculate.
All right. I like speculating. It's
for
fun.
All of the people on the Gulf of America coast who are like,
thank you.
I was listening to the Annie Fry show and they said, I think we're fine.
Yeah. Oh no.
I don't know if it was their weather
City
segment.
Beach, you're fine.
It was something called Wiggins America, but I think we can go with it.
Don't look it up yourself. Just listen to this.
That's Weather-ish by Ryan Wiggins. Steve Moore and KT McFarlane in the 1 o'clock hour. Do not go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.